Well, I was just finished my little boo, but you know, I felt as if I hadn't really done enough. And I've just come to the front of the church, and there is a wonderful timeline, St. George the Martyr in history, and I'd like to go through it. It won't take me too long, but I won't talk too fast, and I might leave some out. So, in 596, St. Augustine's came to England, and Christian churches were built. 1042, Edward the Confessor. 1066, the Norman Conquest. And we should all know this, it's British history, English. And Southwark burnt to the ground. I don't know if there's anything to do with the Norman Conquest. In 1086, the Domesday Book and Bermondsey Abbey was founded. In 1122, the advowson of the Liven given to Bermondsey Abbey. That's the first known documentary evidence of the existence of St. George the Martyr. 1162, martyrdom of St. Thomas a Becket, St. Thomas Becket. He passed through Southwark between Canterbury and London. 1212, the Great Fire of Suffolk. 1327, Suffolk sold to the City of London by King Edward III. 1392, Richard II met his rebellious subjects in St. George's Fields. End of the 14th century. St. George the Martyr rebuilt in the Gothic style. Henry V, returning in triumph from France, met by massed choirs of 500 on the steps of St. George's. Wow, can you imagine that happened here? 1421, funeral procession of Henry V met at St. George's. He obviously liked this church. 1438, date of an engraved stone still in the tower. I'll go and find that. 1486, the sweating sickness. 1506, the sweating sickness. 1508, a brief of St. George's, now in the Society of Antiquaries. 1509, Henry VIII, the Reformation. 1512, a breviary bequeathed to St. George's, now in the British Museum. 1550, Suffolk sold by Edward VI. 1553, ordinance at St. George. 1555, Philip and Mary spent their wedding night at Brandon Place opposite this church. 1558, Elizabeth I. 1569, Bishop Bonner buried in St. George's, having died in prison. 1602, St. George's registers begin. 1603, the plague. 1625, the plague. 1628, the Stuart coat of arms placed in all churches. 1636, the plague. 1647, guns placed at strategic points in the borough during the Civil War. 1649, the Commonwealth. 1660, restoration of the monarchy. 1662, the prayer book. 1665, the plague. 1666, the Great Fire of London. 1675, Cocker, schoolmaster and mathematician buried here, St. George's. Hawkins, schoolmaster and mathematician buried here. 1698, founding of the church day schools. 1714, Nahum Tate, author of While Shepherds Watch Their Flock by Night, is buried here. 1733, Southwark Fair is shown in Hogarth's print. Very famous. 1734 to 1736, St. George's, the Martyr, rebuilt in the Georgian style. Wow, it's had a bit of work done. 1808, the church extensively repaired. 1823, Charles Dickens lodged in Lant Street, which is just around the corner. 1846, cholera. This district was now the most heavily populated in the British Isles. 1857, first edition of Little Dorrit. 1897, Jubilee procession of Queen Victoria, church schools rebuilt from proceeds of stands placed on the church. I'm sorry, I'll say that again. 1897, Jubilee procession of Queen Victoria. Church schools rebuilt from proceeds of stands placed on the church steps for viewing the procession. Wow. That's just like our Jubilee with what we've had with our Queen, Queen Elizabeth II. They could have made some money then, I bet. 1899, bodies removed from the crypt to Brookwood. 1902, road cut through churchyard. And you can see that because actually the churchyard is outside and there is a road. 1914 to 1918, the World War I. 1938, repair of the foundations. 1939 to 1945, World War II. And it ends in 1951, church restoration following World War II. Well, I tell you, there are still, this church is yet another place that's still living and breathing. When I went, came in the building, there's a ladies' club down there. They're all knitting away, and there's an elder group, and they're exercising. And very interesting. Wow, look at this. There's a great chest here. It's absolutely fantastic. It's really old. It's all engraved. Wow. On the front it says, this was given by subscription, 1738. Wow. And there's a, oh yeah, there's a, oh yeah, there's a image of St. George. That would be the martyr. I can hear someone coming. They're probably trying to find out where I am. But I mean, I think that's it for now. But I mean, you should come down. When you're in Southwark and you come to visit us, make sure you come to see our famous places. And, you know, if you're a great fan of Dickens, then why not come down to Bermondsey and experience him and feel him? Very good. Anyway, I'm going to get off because I really remember the old days of Peak Freen's Biscuit Factory. And any real South East Londoner will know that. And I've just met a lady who, I think her nan worked there. So I'm going to go and talk to her and see. Well, I was going to leave, but I've just discovered these rickety old stairs. So I'm going up. I don't know if I'm loud, but you don't become a journalist or anything like that without being a bit nosy and sticking your nose in and getting in trouble. There's no one here. It looks like you could come up. So it's at the top of the church. I don't know what they're called. Oh, it's great. Yeah. So I'm at the top of the church. I've come up the stairs and there. Wow, it's so old-fashioned and lovely. You know, there's nothing fancy about it, except there is. You know, you've got this wonderful, great art on the ceiling of all the angels blowing their trumpets and praising Jesus, God. And there's some magnificent memorials on the walls up here. Actually, if you come to this church, don't just stand at the bottom. Climb up the stairs and have a good look around. I don't want to read the plaques because they're so sad, all these young children, because obviously they died quite young in those days, except this man who's 71. But most of them that I see don't live that long. I'm going to the other side and see what's over here. Oh, and by the organ. Now everyone knows I love an organ. The door's open. I must not touch anything. Don't get away from the keyboard, Dolores. Can you imagine me doing that? Yes, you can. Right, okay, that's it. I think I've seen all there is to see. It's a rather magnificent church. It's got all this lovely, massive history. So Bermondsey, so London. You must come. As I am a little bit naughty, I'm going to go... Oh, I can't go in that room there. I'm going to go down and stand in the pulpit because it's one of those really high ones that you go up like a ladder and stand in it. And I've always wanted to be one. So I'm just going to go and stand in it now. When I was a little girl, I was always getting in trouble. I was so naughty that I think it was because my parents were so awful. But I think there's a part of me, like, doing this, going and standing at the top of this lectern that nobody could co-tell. No one could have made me do it. I just do it on my own. And here I am.
Stay faithful, all of you, and good luck, and be nice to each other. Go in peace and love. That's why I always got in trouble when I was little. Okay, that's really good, my moment. I wish there was someone here to take a photograph of me, but there's not. So you'll just have to imagine it. It's lots of steps, and I'm at the top, and I'm preaching over everyone to my audience of nil. Let's move on to the Peak Free Biscuit Factory.